What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252. We're talking with Jim in New York, and you had one more thing you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, you know, I hear a lot of people, you know, they call it voter shaming. Voter shaming. And they're blaming third-party voters. Hey, third-party voters didn't vote for Biden. We didn't steal the vote. Blame Biden supporters and blame the people who stole it, including Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you vote. No third-party voters voted for Biden. So they call it, in 2016, they shamed people who voted for the Green Party. The Hillary supporters blame them that Hillary lost.
Yes.
Hey, you vote for who you want. I respect that.
Yes.
And so blame the people who stole the election, including Fox. And I just astounded that I know in the circles I go, so many people still believing Fox News after all this. No. And, you know, a month ago I called and I said, you know, maybe people can do something constructive. You know, like cancel your Fox News, cancel your cable or Netflix. And, you know, I was kind of ridiculed by some people, including the New Yorker living in North Carolina. And, you know, at least it's constructive. You know, it's a little thing, but it makes a difference. And people got to be careful. And I've said this 20 years ago, where you spend your money. See what you can do in your own life. I wonder how many conservatives still have Netflix. They're giving them, whatever, $20 a month. Netflix.
Yes.
It promotes pedophilia. And I wonder how much conservatives are still paying for that. So there's something constructive people can do. And one more point, real quick. You know, your best callers, I find, are in the end of the show. So all the good guys, a good new caller, Marcos from Alabama, a young guy. I like that. Got to start calling at 4:45 to 4:50 Eastern Standard Times. You got to call earlier. Otherwise, you're going to be left with only a minute left at the end of the show. So start calling earlier at 4:45, guys. Have wonderful callers. And Mike, thank you for taking my call, and have a great day.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I don't know if you know the show True News. It's a kind of a religious show. They kicked them off of YouTube, but they've got their own. They've got their own channel on Apple TV. They also got their own website, and they've got their podcast. And it's very, you know, they're a little bit, you know, religious fanatics in certain respects, but they bring up so many good news stories. And today they were talking about Bill Gates. I was listening to my podcast while I was driving, you know, and they were, you know, they brought up this cartoon that's mostly, I guess, for kids.
Yes.
Said it's out of some kind of guy out of India or something like that. But in it, these kids are talking, you know, somebody said, you wouldn't want to get rid of Bill Gates because he's such a, he's one of the richest men and a great philanthropist and this and that. He gives money to this and that. But then as it goes on, it's basically that he wants to pretty much get rid of the human population in his world.
Okay.
And then I think he had an interview with the CIA agent there, Anderson Cooper. And
yes.
he pretty much admits, he's getting big into the climate nonsense again. I mean, the gall. Here we are. Here people are freezing. Look what's happening in Texas. And this clown is talking about global warming. There's no global warming. If anything, we're headed towards an ice age. But we're being poisoned by this type of thinking. And then, you know what, this guy from, what's the guy from New York that just called you before? It's not Peter, right? It's
Jim. Yeah, Jim in New York.
Okay, what Jim said, it's true. I mean, you know, people need to turn off the fake news network and all the other fake news networks. Now, I got rid of cable months ago.
But yes.
Unfortunately, you know, even my, I got Sling TV, and they still have the fake news network, the nothing but crap, Bill Gates, you know, MSNBC network, and the
yeah.
The crap network, news network, you know, CNN. So they still have them. You can't get rid of these files. I mean, I don't watch them. I don't bother with them anymore. But the fact of the matter is, very hard to get them off the air, unfortunately, no matter how many people want to get off, because they're usually included in these package deals. And you pay for these package deals. At least I'm not paying, you know, all I pay now is for Sling is like $30 a month. I'm not paying over 100 or so that I would have to pay for on cable, either Dish or Direct or anything else like that. But unfortunately, you're stuck with these clowns. You know, I wish it wasn't the case. But, you know, you're one way or another, we're actually contributing to keeping these scum in the air. Because Fox
yes.
News, the fake news network, does not kid me. I think they got together with all the other mainstream news networks and decided Trump had to go. He had to. He was shaming him too much. He was not going along with the globalist agenda, and he wasn't going along with the neoliberal agenda either. He was still. I think we should have been out of the Middle East long ago. He should never have.
Mm-hmm.
It was a crime. He killed General Soleimani and things
yes.
like that. But at least he wasn't doing as badly with not as globalist as Obama was before, Bush was before.
Yeah.
Or this imposter is right now, the imposter in the White House. It reminds me. He said he doesn't want to use the word illegal alien. Well, first of all, before
yeah.
I'll use illegal alien anyway, but I'll also use illegal president or imposter president. That's what you are, Biden. You're an imposter. You don't belong there. You're the result of a stolen election. One of the biggest frauds that ever happened in this country. Maybe the biggest fraud that ever happened in this country. So
yes.
Don't kid anybody. No matter what my problems with Trump, he was thousands of times better than this clown. Okay? All right? Or this demon. I would call Biden and Harris demons, really, more than anything else. So... And I just
okay.
want to add one more thing to yesterday, again, with the talking about eugenics. Look, you guys, you know, you don't like me talking about eugenicism is evil. I don't care what you say, all right? I'm basically talking about to Dan there in Washington, but to a degree, Tom seemed to back him up. It is evil to the max, all right? And if you actually agree with eugenics, you're actually in the same boat as Bill Gates, who I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Dan actually supports, I think he even said he supports him. And if you agree with Margaret Sanger, you're basically a Nazi. You may not think there's anything wrong with being called a Nazi, but I think there's a lot wrong with being called a Nazi, especially when it fits. It doesn't fit if
yeah.
somebody's right of Karl Marx and you say, oh, he's a Nazi, right? No, that's not. But if you actually believe in sterilizing people, if you actually believe in actually killing people, whether it's vaccines or other ways, okay, or using abortion or to keep what you want, what you think the world should have, then you're evil. Simple as that. And I want to add one other thing about Margaret Sanger. You know, you think
okay.
the only, you know, her problem was not only with blacks. She did not like Irish. She didn't like a lot of the Irish immigrants. And she
yep.
didn't like a lot of the she called hillbillies, you know, the people in the Appalachian area where I'm living right now. Okay. She didn't
yes.
like them either. She said they should be sterilized too. So Don't kid yourself, okay? Dan, and understand this, Dan. In the world that the Bill Gateses of this world want, you wouldn't fit in either, okay? They want just a few of these billionaires to rule, and they can do it with robots, they think. Of course, the robots would eventually turn on them, but that's another story, all right? So that's all I want. And by the way, Dan and Tom or any of the other Miles, you guys want to debate me, I have no problem with that. I'd love to Mike to put on, you know, for 15, 20 minutes. I'll debate all of you at the same time. You know,
well,
I
don't want to turn this radio show into a circus. I mean, we've tried that a couple of times before, and you know, it kind of deteriorated very, very quickly. And you know, so, and I really don't like these attacks from one caller to another caller. You've made your point about eugenics, and if we can make these points without saying, "Oh, caller thus and such," you know, in Hoboken, is full of it, and we need to let go of that kind of stuff. Anyway, Mark, thanks an awful lot for your phone call.
All right,
we're going to switch over to Bruce in Texas. Bruce, how you doing down there with all the cold and snow and the blackouts?
Hey, the RBN family would be proud of how I've managed for myself and my disabled sister and stuff to work around all the cold and the shutdowns. We had no water and no electricity.
Ouch.
But I've got both, and I have enough to last a week, and food, too.
Okay.
It was heck of a, yeah. But the main reason I'm calling is, do you remember Hurricane Andrew hitting South Florida in 1991?
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, okay. Well, I was in the 82nd Airborne. This was after the Gulf War. And my brigade was on deployment ready status. They had three brigades, and one is always ready to go to the airport, and one's on training, and another one's on refit. And so we caught notice that just load up the Humvees and the trucks and head down to Homestead Air Force Base. So we were there in 2 days. And within a week, we had food distribution throughout the whole South Dade County. We had water. We had water buffaloes, we had water trucks, we had helicopters delivering food. My unit got a letter of commendation for the division commander for what we did. And I'm looking at this now, and I don't see movement at all. I'm pretty disappointed in the military. I'm pretty disappointed in Joe Biden. He didn't even take a plane, at least take a plane ride down here. And you know, this is a critical situation. People are dying in this 8 degrees above zero. We're down here, and people aren't prepared for it. Our whole electric grid is just a shambles. And I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Just like in Katrina, you know?
Yeah,
I was shocked
it's not the
I saw
same thing there.
Katrina.
All I'm seeing so far, you know, from the liberal side is they're making fun of the fact that, you know, not too long ago, Texas was talking secession, you know, and now, of course, they're calling out for help and they're saying, well, serves them right. No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. And frankly, as I pointed out before, talking about the wind turbines and the solar panels, if the federal government hadn't gone in there and started mucking about with Texas's power grid, they wouldn't be dealing with these problems right now.
Exactly right. There's a coal-fired power plant outside of San Antonio, I believe it's shut down because for the conversion to green energy. And it's just sitting there idle. Mm-hmm. And there's a coal mine on the Texas-Mexico border close to Eagle Pass. And the owners of that mine the coal and they send it to Mexico. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
It's like
yeah,
Uranium 1. Mines are uranium and sends it to Russia. So, no, it's not our fault. It's our fault, like you said, that we were monkeyed around, and it's also the fault of the federal government. Texas puts a lot of tax revenue into the federal system. We have a booming economy here, especially due to this COVID, and we're not getting anything back in return. So, to me, that even strengthens the argument for secession.
Yeah, I would agree. I would absolutely agree.
Yeah, okay. Well, to everybody else in Texas, man, just hold on if you're down here on the Gulf Coast. And we'll straighten this out. We got to get these bureaucrats in order. I think I like Governor Abbott. You know, he takes a lot of criticism sometimes, but he's doing right. I think it all, you know, like you said, it was piled on top of him, wind turbines and Yes. All this baloney, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all I had to say, Mike. Thank you.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch to Jimmy in Missouri. Hello, Jimmy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Jimmy, are you there? Okay, we lost Jimmy. Let's go to Joe in Washington State. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
I heard the beep. You sure you don't mean Sheldon?
I don't even see a Sheldon in the list. Are you Sheldon or Joe?
I'm Sheldon, sir.
You're Sheldon. Oh, okay, well, Sheldon, welcome to our show. And, okay, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Washington State also. We're used to, we usually get our 2 weeks of below zero in the teens.
Yes.
In about now. And then for the last 2 years, we've been getting it in December. It was coming early. So we just got done with it, and we're right on schedule now. But the last caller mentioned about how the White House occupant didn't care about Texas. And proof of that and all future is where's Ralph Winterow when you need him? But he states about in either the Bill of Rights or somewhere that you can, if you're a member of, almost said Parliament, if you're a member of the political sphere, you can't have a title or be anybody special or whatever. And I just heard today that
titles of nobility
in California. Yes, titles of nobility. And the senator in California, I just heard today, is trying to set that up so that there's extra protection for all politicians. The only way I see to get around that is, again, by your previous caller, as soon as we can bust this country up, the better. Texas on its own country like it, I was told, already was. Make eastern Washington and northern Idaho either a state, I think that was called Freedom, or they were going to do eastern Oregon and Washington a state along with all of Idaho.
Yes.
But there's plenty of ways to carve the turkey here. But if we stay together and everybody goes along to get along, this thing isn't turning around. It's accelerating from what I see. So thanks for your time. Oh, and thanks for clearing up the tit for tat amongst the callers. That was really a stressor for me. Have a good day up there and stay warm.
All right, we'll do our best here, and we're going to switch to Tom in Florida. Tom, I'm probably going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day to you, Michael, and to that one caller from Texas. Thank you for your service, sir. I can tell you all, the hurricane hit, Andrew hit in 1992. So I'll get in that in a minute, but I just want to give my regards to the Rush Limbaugh family. I don't care what people say about Rush. To me, he was a great man. Rush woke up a lot of people. Don't ever kid yourself. Rush was something else, man. Especially back in, I would say, in the late 90s. Rush was a very powerful force. He woke up a lot of people. And, you know, Rush was a brave man. He fought to the bitter end. He did fight, you know, try to wake up the American public. Yeah, some things I didn't agree with Rush on, but 90% I agreed with Rush on a lot of stuff. And he really exposed how corrupt the government really is. And he's been, how the corruption has been going out since the 1920s. So Rush was something else. And, you know, God rest him and his family. And may they have rest, you know, peace. And now getting to what I was saying, Mike, that one caller you have in Texas, he was right on what they were doing in Texas, disgraceful. We have a great governor here in Florida, DeSantis. He's fantastic. And he's already saying on the news today, we're not going to allow illegal immigrants. Joe Biden's not bringing those 11 million. No more illegals are coming to this state. You come here legally, you get out. And that's one thing I want to make perfectly clear. Also, Mike, but before I go on the immigration, I'm not even going to talk immigration much today because I'm very bitter and I'm very upset about a lot more things that are going on, and I'm sure you're aware of. But, you know, Mike, one caller, 1992, I was in the eye of Hurricane Andrew. I can tell you everything. It was like a freight train, a locomotive coming at us. Okay? I seen the mast and power snapping out. Yeah, go ahead.
Tom, got to put you on hold. Okay. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Hey, there. Are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The tower.
Welcome back to our show here. And before we go back to Tom, apparently for those of our listeners in the Austin, Texas area, apparently boil water notices are starting to go out in Austin. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people who don't have power, which means they can't boil the water. So things are going to get very ugly for people who were not prepared for this. All right, let's go back to Tom. Tom, you wanted to say one more thing.
Yeah, Mike, well, you know, the Hurricane Andrew hit on the 23rd of 1992, and it was a dry event. It wasn't really a big rainy event. I mean, there was rain, I'm not going to lie, but it was more of like a wind event, and it was unbelievable. It was devastating here in the South Florida area, Homestead all the way up to the Kendall area. It was pretty devastating all the way up to I guess Coral Gable, you could say, in some events because of the big trees. But it was pretty rough. And I had guys that came down from New York for a drum, and they actually stayed out on one of my places out there. And they were out from Fort Drum. I had like a company of them. There's like, I guess, like 70 of them. And they were down here for 6 months helping everybody out, the guys in Fort Drum, New York, in the Army. So they were down here really helping everybody in South Florida rebuild because it was in the billions of dollars in damage. But anyway, Mike, here's what I want to talk about. If I got 1 second here, a minute, I mean. Listen, and forget about that. I'm not talking about the guy in Carolina today. But what I want to say is, Mike, have you seen the girl that put the Gorilla Glue in her hair? You heard about that?
Well, yeah, that was a really dumb thing to do.
Well, my daughter showed me. She's like, there's videos going out right now. I don't know if you had a chance to see them. on her GoFundMe page, she got $30,000 or over, and a bunch of guys, well, two black guys called in. They had funerals for one of them was for his son, and the other one was for a daughter that got murdered. I don't know if they got murdered or whatever happened, but they died. Their kids died, and they say they're cussing and everything, saying they can't get $30, let alone $30,000, but their loved ones are got murdered, I guess, I suppose, or they died. I don't know what the story is, but I saw the, I'm like, what is this? And these guys are posting that they can't get $30 up, and let alone if they let, but the girl put Gorilla Glue, and she got $30-some thousand on her GoFundMe page. So I thought that was really crazy, watching that video of these two characters.
It was crazy. Listen, Tom, I got to let you go. The phone lines are full, and I want to take a moment here. John Stadmiller's in the control room and wants to join me on the air. And John, are you there?
Yes. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing fine here. You know, we're nice and snug and warm and inside and away from the heavy weather. How are you doing down there?
Well, it's a winter wonderland. It's been an I've been in Texas now going on a quarter of a century, and I ain't never seen anything like this. Down here, your board, Mike, has been doing double duty. Please go lightly on the man, because he's been working double shifts. My morning gal, Julie, I just talked to her, and she has no power, she has no water, hasn't had since Monday. And they're now telling people in Austin, well, forget dripping your faucets. You're just going to have to deal with it, because we need to conserve water now. And what they're basically, what they're basically telling people is you're going to have one gigantic insurance claim, because when it does warm up and your pipes do break, it's just a matter of a guess or a period of time to see how much damage you've really received. And this governor down here, I'll tell you what's hot down here, and that's his little backside, because people are not happy the way they literally shut the power grids down. And the excuse they're bantering around is, oh, well, the generation, the generating sites themselves were frozen. Well, they got maybe 23% from the wind farms, and that's what they were referring to, but they didn't spell out anything specific. They're playing this little game with the public, and there's 4.5-5 million people down here in Texas without power, no heat, and now they're telling them to shut their water off. I would not want to be this governor on top of what he's done with the COVID-19, acting like one of these stupid Democrat governors or city managers or whatever you want to call them, Mike. It's a damn mess down here in Texas, and it's 25, 26 degrees out there, and this snow has not gone anywhere. I've never seen anything like this in Texas.
Yeah, it's pretty intense there. We're 25 degrees here right now in Santa Claus, but they're expecting more snow tonight, and it's certainly a lot heavier than it was this time last year. So it's a bad storm, and you know the corporate media is still out there trying to claim this is because of global warming. The Arctic ice caps are melting.
Here's a parting thought for you, Michael. Some climatologists are now looking at the trends in temperatures, and they're going, you know, we might be entering into another ice age. The last one that happened here was 90,000 years ago, and it was big enough that the glacier actually dug out a big hole. Well, actually, five of them. I think they now call them the Great Lakes. And when they receded, there was
Forget the Little Ice Age, you know, during the medieval period. We could be in for another one of those.
Well, I wouldn't want to be in the climatologist's shoes out there trying to push global warming. They're going to call it.
Oh, I would. I would. I mean, it's the only job where you can be that wrong that often and still get a paycheck.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Well, thank you, John. And of course, John is going to be following me on the microphone in about half an hour here. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
I'm back now. Sorry, I missed the... there it is. There's the music. I had to go out back and deal with some issues of snow and ice here. All right, we're going to go back to the phones now to Robert in Kansas. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Terrible about Rush Limbaugh there. So,
well, I mean, he had stage four lung cancer. It's not like it was a surprise.
Yeah, it wasn't, but, you know, he's a big dog in the radio business, and, you know, I'd sad to see him go. Yeah. Well, Michael, yes. I want to talk about who runs America, kind of their guiding philosophy, but my call is sparked by one of your callers, Mark, who is bringing up the idea of eugenics, and I think he's a little confused about a couple points. One, Hitler and the Nazis outlawed abortion day one. This is something you can verify. And then... The people of the person of Margaret Sanger and the person of Bill Gates are actually Jewish. So you can look up their backgrounds as well. So that's something he might want to look into. Now, Michael, who won in 1945, I like to call them the communist bankers. And what they are is dysgenesis. This is the word that people are looking for, dysgenesis, the opposite of eugenesis. So the simple definition of this word, so eugenesis, the simple definition is to bring mankind up, and the simple definition for dysgenesis is to bring mankind down. So in a dysgenic society, which we are in today, you'll notice that we have certain chemicals in our water, our food is poison or GMO or non-nutritious, and even our air, some believe, is being sprayed and things like that. And that's
I'm not too sure about that. Okay.
Well, since 1945, sir, I think that's what we've experienced is a lowering of mankind here in America, because the people ruling over us, their philosophy is this dysgenic philosophy where it's not a meritocracy at all. Everything is based on can we put someone who's non-white in a position, or someone who's a woman, or someone who's a pervert. As long as you're not white or not a man or not straight, as long as there's something, some sort of what they see as weakness, what they see as something they can manipulate, they want to put those people in charge to bring down society where you don't have the best qualified in positions of management and leadership. In fact, you have something else which leads to what's called a cacistocracy, which I think we have now, the worst type of people in government running things, doing things like
shutting up our grid. Well, look at how the Lincoln Project just imploded from the people they had running it.
Absolutely. Michael perverts, right? And, you know, perversion is what it is. It runs the gamut from all different things. But, yeah, if they could get to where they legalize pedophilia in this country, they would do so. That's the type of people we're dealing with. They don't like mankind. They want to make them dumb. They want to make them fearful. They want to weaken them with all sorts of poison and sicknesses, demoralize them so that they can control them. Because I believe it was John Adams that he said that, you know, our constitution of a free people is only for a moral people, because otherwise you can't be free. And so that's where these people are taking us. They want to, men and women are equal, right? And so once you believe that, then why can't two men or two women get married? And then eventually, why can't a man be a woman or vice versa? And so they stack these lies one on top of the other. They give these women all these rights to kill the baby, to divorce, destroy the family, and then to use up the resources of the family. And it's tearing our society apart, where it's not that I hate women and want to take away their rights, but if you give women the same rights as men and they destroy your nation, destroy the society women themselves have to live in, like we see now, well, then is it really to the benefit of any woman whatsoever? By the way, 55% of abortions are of females. So, you know, these people do hate all of
them. Wait a minute. Can you clarify that? Because, I thought 100% of abortions involved females.
Well, I'm talking the
little
baby.
You're talking about
the
baby being aborted was primarily female. Okay.
It
took me a second to sort of figure that out. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't explain it well. But, yeah, there is a war. I mean, they don't like anybody. But if you happen to be in a meritocracy, if you would normally rise to the top, they don't want those people running anything. They want the people who do as they're told, and they can have something on them to control them in some way. So that's what we're facing here is 70-something years now of bringing America from, let's say, the top of the line down to where we are now, where we don't even know what bathroom to use, right, Michael? So. Yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
I know which bathroom to use. By golly, I'm going to tell you right now. You know, I have absolutely no doubt which restroom I'm going to use.
Me either, Michael. But we're getting more rare by the day. And in this education system we have, they're going to try to keep pulling the kids towards a demoralized, non-God, non-traditional sort of lifestyle where everything is up for grabs, nothing is wrong. And, they're already giving kids consent to sex change at a prepubescent child, and it's not too long, Michael, before they give that same kid the consent.
I view that as child abuse.
Well, they're going to give that. They want to give that kid consent to be involved in relationships, too. So it's all a matter of step by step. They introduce, maybe lustful men, adulterous men, you know, way back in the day, and then it's gay, and then it's that they have to have something now, they have to have something on you with a child or something like that, or a transgendered spouse or something in order to control you. Because
that's what Epstein was doing.
Absolutely, Michael, that's what foreign governments and our governments, it's about a system of control where they have to get something on you, then they allow you in that position only if they have that thing on you, that if they were to expose it, you can no longer function in that role. So that's what they have to have on almost everybody. Now, I don't know if they had that on Trump, and he might be this rarity that, you know, he's not perfect, obviously, but they didn't really have anything on him to control him. But most of the people in government, they're just so controlled, Michael, and they're just leading us down this path of destruction, bringing in all this mass immigration Tom talks about. It's the same thing. It's not that I hate Mexican people, but if you bring in Mexico, you're going to be Mexico, and things are going to be more like Mexico. It's just the way it is.
Yes.
It's not that I hate somebody. It's just acknowledging that truth and understanding that's what's going to happen, and that's where they want to bring us. They want to bring in all the people. Then they want to teach miscegenation in schools, which they already do. They teach race mixing as a positive thing, and they even tell white people.
Well, you see it in TV commercials these days. I mean, that's being reinforced in TV commercials where you'll have a couple, and one of them's black and one of them's white, and that's just become the normal right now in advertising.
Yes. And in a way, it's anti-black as well, or anti-whatever immigrant or whoever Muhammad Ali talked about. He talked about, why would I want to mix up with some white woman and have some, he called them polka dot kids. He said, you're destroying your people. You're destroying your nation. He said, I want to be with a beautiful black woman that's just like me, who understands me as a black person. That's what Muhammad Ali was saying. And they tried to say, oh, well, he was racist. Well, he's not racist. He's just simply acknowledging the way that, you know, red birds fly with red birds, blue birds fly with blue birds. It's not a bad thing. It's just the way things are. So,
a good way to put that, yes.
Yes, Michael. And so I just, hopefully we can break out of this somehow and figure out that our kids are being dumbed down and they are being pushed in this direction to bring them to a lower moral state, a lower mental state. And hopefully we can figure that out and maybe change our schools or do more homeschooling or something to push back on this demoralization, where we can get back to there is a right, there is a wrong, a man is a man, a woman is a woman, and we have our roles in life. And if we don't fulfill them, our society, like it is now, it will be shattered in a way where we don't have families. If you break enough families, you break a community, you break enough communities, and you get the USA as it is now, which is not what it used to be, right? I mean, when you were a child, you remember the USA the way it was. Look at it now.
Yes.
You know, I mean, they're tearing us apart, Michael.
No, I agree, you know, and looking around here in Santa Claus, Indiana, it's almost like the land that time forgot, because the local values and, you know, the reliance on family structure and everything really does feel like it's from an older time, certainly, you know, when it's a lot like life was like when I was a kid. And we're watching the rest of the country deteriorate. And I want to skip on back to what you were talking about, Nazi Germany and how they implemented eugenics. And we know that there was a desire to get rid of certain classes of people, like the mentally retarded and the gays and the Roma. But most of their eugenics efforts were in the form of positive reinforcement, where women who produced children of the acceptable bloodlines were given medals. There was the Honor Cross of the German Mother, which came in bronze, silver, and gold. If you had five kids, you got the gold one. And with the medal came all these state-supported benefits. And so it was more positive reinforcement than negative, whereas in the United States, it was more of a negative reinforcement situation. Anyway, Robert, I'm going to let you go here because we're getting to the top of the hour and the end of the show, and we've got a bunch of callers on the line. So thank you very much. And we're going to switch over to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Are your lights on?
Hey, Mike. We have had really bad weather for the last couple of days. Our temperature got down to 7 degrees last night, and the night before we're going to have another ice storm tonight.
Yes.
And, of course, the power grid was really on the verge of collapse. It still might collapse. But to make matters worse, we don't have water in Austin. Now, I'm okay here. I mean, I'm a prepper. I've got 2+ years worth of food, close to 3 years worth of food in my house. And I got things. I got water in Austin. There are other people who don't.
Good.
What I want to point out now is that the problem you're seeing here in Texas right now is a preview of what you're going to see with Biden's Green Raw Deal. What he's going to do is attack. He's going to attack the base load infrastructure of this country, because they're selling us on the idea that we can replace that hydrocarbon nuclear coal base load with the solar and wind, and it was the solar and the wind component in particular that really both caused the thing to collapse the way that it did.
Yes.
Half of the turbines were frozen stiff, and of course they'll only operate when you have wind blowing, and of course the solar panels only operate when you have sunshine. So what you're seeing now really is an example of what you're going to have under Biden. You're going to have rolling blackouts and brownouts because you're not going to be able to produce the energy that you need to sustain a society like ours. People better wake up and look at what happened here in Texas, because this, as I said, is a preview of what you're going to get under Joe Biden, period. So,
not to mention Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah, well, I want to get off so other people could chime in, but I just want to chime in there with that observation. I'm serious. This is a preview of life under Biden. So get used to it if you don't want to fight him. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Paul in New Jersey. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Michael, I put out this line on your show a while ago. I said, if you don't like eugenics, then you marry the ugly girl.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is, like eugenics, like evolution, is like making a sausage. We love the results, but you don't want to watch the process. And that's the reality of life.
It's like, you know, never actually look in the kitchen at the restaurant.
Exactly, or at the slaughterhouse. And in a sense, that's the evolutionary process. The evolutionary process has weeded out weaklings and the other maladaptive over the millennia. And the result is modern man.
Yes.
And if we want to just ignore this good breeding that has resulted, I would argue, in the higher forms of this evolutionary process, which for me, as a racist I am, as European man, you know, I think it's the pinnacle of human evolution, in my opinion. And so if you want to undermine it through racial intermarriage and things like that, that's... that's one form of, you know, I would call it dysgenics. But I think it corrupts this evolutionary process, which has resulted in European people. And so, you know, I'm not besmirching the other races, because they have their lands and they evolved to adapt to those environments. So the people in Africa
are
well adapted for living in Africa. They've evolved there. And so, you know, through the evolutionary process there, that is the result that fits that climate down there. But I'm European, of European descent, so I prefer our people over their people, which is also a natural phenomenon. And so I would prefer that our people remain our people and, you know, keep ourselves basically in racial purity. Because, and practice eugenics to continue even more evolution, so we're stronger, smarter, and more handsome. Because let's be honest, as I said earlier, we love the result of eugenics. When you buy the magazine or you're looking at the pretty girls, that's the result of eugenics. This has been selected by mate selection over hundreds of thousands of years. This is why we don't look like Neanderthal or the earlier forms. We've evolved. And so eugenics to me is, first of all, it's like yay saying, it's approval of the evolutionary process. We're liking nature. We like what nature's created. And we want to continue that process. So I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of. I don't think it's something that's wrong. I don't think trying to preserve your people, let alone, and by the way, this applies to all other people, all other racial forms. I don't want the blacks to be corrupted. I like it that they have Africa to themselves, and they evolve, and they can practice eugenics down there. Likewise for the Asians, Chinese, Indians, everyone. Mm-hmm. It's called universal nationalism. And one last point, Michael, on this topic. I would love for you to look up the work of Dr. Edward Dutton on YouTube. He is called the happy heretic, or the anyway, he does great work on evolutionary psychologists and on what's called mutational loading. And so,
Paul, I got to let you go. We have to take a break for commercials. Last segment of our program coming right up.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our...
Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today, and we had a couple of callers waiting online, and they both dropped, so we're going to finish up here with a little bit of science news. Russia's Progress MS-16 robotic spacecraft has been launched for a resupply mission to the International Space Station, and one of the things it is carrying is a replacement to the outdated docking module on the ISS. And if you watched the Dragon docking there for the visit, you probably saw one of the astronauts bang his head on some of the braces there. That is going to be deorbited and this new unit put in place. And along with that, the craft is carrying 2.5 tons of cargo, including propellant, fresh water, pressurized gases, and so forth and so on. So they're still doing very well up there. I wonder what all this stormy weather looks like from up there. A lot of people doing research down in Antarctica. It's kind of a fascinating place if you can deal with the cold. It's a great place to find meteors because they land on top of the snow and ice, and it's very easy to find them and identify them. One of the other areas that Antarctica is known for are these hidden lakes deep underneath the ice, which have been considered among the most inhospitable environments on the planet, but not entirely. And when scientists drilled through an Antarctic ice shelf far from light or warmth, they found a seafloor boulder that's home to several species never seen before. It's a reminder that life evolves to be comfortable in the environment that it is in. And the discovery marks the first time that stationary creatures that live their lives attached to one places have been found in the hostile environment. One of the largest of these hidden lakes is Lake Vostok. And the researchers who want to drill through the ice on one of Jupiter's moons are doing a lot of research there on how to basically get through the ice to the liquid. And once you're down there, sending out a robotic probe to see what's there as well. I still think that we ought to look at going back to Titan. We understand that at least one of its methane lakes is at least 1,000 feet deep, and I'm very curious as to what might be swimming inside that. Now, Britain is launching a search for the first para-astronaut. They are actually looking for people with lower limb deficiencies or possibly even missing legs being signed up for future missions into space. And what's really interesting is that Ray Bradbury predicted this was going to happen in one of his short stories that was actually made into a TV show, which I think is really very cool, because if you think about it, it's not really essential to have those components if you're going to spend your life in space. Anyway, there's the music. Time for us to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. If it's anything like his earlier appearance on my program, he's got lots of things to share with you. We're going to be back tomorrow. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. We're going to have a heck of an electric bill this month, and we'll be back tomorrow. Stay warm, stay safe. Aloha, America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.